Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam. My friends, I keep saying that the economy is bad. I keep saying that Americans are struggling. I keep saying that people are struggling to make ends meet. And most people I talk to, they seem to agree with me. They agree that the Biden economy is bad. They agree that there's widespread economic uncertainty. But there's also evidence to back up these claims. Lots of evidence, lots of data, lots of statistics that will show that the economy is heading in the wrong direction. My friends, did you know that home foreclosures are rising nationwide? Did you know that? That is correct, my friends. Home foreclosures are increasing across the country, and this is a depressing indicator. This tells you that the economy is not in a good shape. Reportedly, there were more than 32,900 properties in the month of February with foreclosure filings. Reportedly, this is an 8% increase, which is significant. This is an 8% increase from the prior year. This is not a good sign, my friends. What truly is happening in the economy is that Americans are having a real hard time dealing with inflation. Everything costs more money. Cost of living has gone up. People are having to spend more money on food, on utilities, on gas, on healthcare, and so many other things. And so even if wages and salaries went up, that increase is perhaps not enough to keep up with the rise in prices in the economy. And guess what that means? That means many Americans are falling behind, and therefore, home foreclosures have risen. This is the Biden economy, my friends. This is the Joe Biden economy. And if anyone says that the State of the Union is strong, that is just false. That is absolutely false. The state of the economy, the state of the union is not strong. We are in a very weak position. Our economy is not strong. It is very weak right now. And you don't have to be an economist to know that. You can just go to the store and shop and look at the prices. Compare those prices with the prices 4 years ago. You can just go shopping. If you're paying bills, look at the bills. Look at your utility bills. The bills have increased. Read the newspaper and you will learn about the layoffs that are happening. Many American workers are being laid off in various parts of the country. And all these information will tell you that the economy is in a very bad shape, and foreclosures may increase even further. For example, there may be increase in taxes, property tax in particular. There are many American communities that are facing budget deficits. For example, in my home city of Madison, Wisconsin, reportedly there is a $27 million budget deficit. In Denver, Colorado, the community is looking at a deficit of $180 million. And in the case of Denver, we know the reason for the deficit. The public officials in Denver, they have been spending money on the illegal immigrants, taxpayer money. The officials in Denver, they have been spending taxpayer dollars on the illegal immigrants to provide a variety of services, housing, food, and many other things. And that's why the city is looking at a deficit of $180 million. And there are other communities that are looking at deficits of various sizes, projected deficits. And so, the question is, will property tax increase make up for these deficits? But the question is, why should property taxes be increased? I mean, I know that different communities are talking about increasing property tax to make up for the deficits. First of all, how did the communities arrive at those deficits? And why should property taxes be increased? Taxpayer dollars are already being spent on illegal immigrants in many communities across the country. And now there are further conversations about increasing property tax to make up for the deficits. And then obviously the question is, if such reckless spending continues, will property tax increase even make up for the deficits, or will there be more deficits in the future? But anyway, what I wish to point out is that many officials in communities across the country are talking about increasing taxes and fees, including property tax, to help fill up the void because there are projected deficits. Now, if you ask me personally, let me share with you my views. I don't like to see any increase in tax. But we know that tax increases do happen. And so we need to talk about fiscal responsibility. We need to talk about greater levels of transparency and accountability. Because I personally, I don't like to see increase in taxes and fees. We know that there's a lot of dysfunction in government. Many government entities do not manage taxpayer funds properly. As I said, there's reckless spending that takes place in government. And then there are deficits. And then there are conversations about increasing taxes and fees even more to make up for the loss, to fill the void, to address the deficit. But unless reckless spending is stopped, increasing taxes and fees won't help. Won't help, my friends. We need to talk about fiscal responsibility, greater levels of transparency and accountability. So what's going to happen if property taxes go up? If taxes go up, home foreclosures will likely increase. And that's going to be very bad for the economy. And so when liberals tell you that the state of the economy is strong, the state of the union is strong, don't believe it. There's no way to sugarcoat this terrible economy that we are in. Every item is becoming more expensive, and liberal politicians are out of touch. They either don't realize that the average American family is going through a very difficult time, or perhaps the liberal politicians, they simply like to keep their eyes closed. The liberal politicians, they care about votes. They'll try to make Americans believe that the economy is great, but as I said, there's no way to sugarcoat this economy. This is a bad economy. This is the Biden economy. The liberals will say that they have built back better. That's not true, my friend. Nothing has been built back better. This entire build back better thing, it's a total failure. Nothing is better with the Biden administration in charge. Now, do you know that the Biden administration is putting $1 billion towards making various ports of entry climate friendly? Yes, that is correct. The Biden administration wants to spend $1 billion to make ports of entry at the southern and the northern border climate friendly. That is the focus of the Biden administration, climate friendliness. Instead of fixing the crisis at the southern border, instead of securing the southern border, instead of stopping the influx of illegal immigrants, the Biden administration is focused on making the ports of entry climate friendly. Rather than reducing the illegal entry of foreign nationals, the Biden administration is reportedly looking at reducing harmful emissions. This is absolutely ridiculous. The biggest crisis that we face is illegal immigration, but the Biden folks will tell you that climate change is the biggest crisis. It is not. The climate has always changed, and the climate will always change, and people will adapt to the changes that take place in nature. We have always adapted, and we will always adapt to climate change. But the crisis at the southern border is what we need to address. There's ongoing massive influx of illegal immigrants through the southern border, and that's the issue that requires our immediate attention. And Americans have been demanding border security. People have been asking the government to secure the southern border, but the Biden administration is not listening. They're not listening, and that's why the border crisis continues. We don't need climate-friendly ports of entry. What we need is a strong southern border. We need the enforcement of our nation's immigration laws. We want to see a strong border wall. We want personnel at the border to stop the influx of illegal immigrants. We want technology to help secure the southern border. That's what we want. That's what we need. So let's talk about what might happen if Donald Trump is elected president. If Donald Trump wins the election in November 2024. Trump has clearly said that if elected president, his administration will terminate every open border policy of the Biden administration. My friends, this is a strong message. That's a solid promise that Donald Trump has made to the American people. He is the one who will put Americans first. He will secure the southern border and he will stop the influx of illegal immigrants. Here's what Trump said. He said that the fastest way to reverse every single Biden disaster is to simply put Donald Trump back in office. Donald Trump is promising that there will be good days ahead. He's promising that there will be relief. Trump is promising to us, the American people, he is promising that he will put Americans first and that he will work to ensure that our communities are safe. He will work to ensure that our economy is strong again. My friends, we know that Donald Trump keeps his promises. Now, you may agree with his views, you may disagree with his views, but one thing we know for sure, that Donald Trump keeps his promises. He delivers. He speaks the truth. Whatever Trump is promising that he's going to do, he will actually do it if he's elected president again. So it's important for the American people to understand the differences between the two sides. On one hand, you have the Biden administration. And with the Biden administration in charge, there's illegal immigration, there's inflation. Cost of living is increasing. Home foreclosures is happening. Home foreclosures is rising. There's uncertainty in the business environment. And there are so many other problems. But if you put Donald Trump in charge of the executive branch of the federal government, if he is elected president, there will be border security. There will be a stable economy. There will be a strong business climate. And consumer confidence will be high, and we will have peace and prosperity in this country. My friends, I want to hear your thoughts. Please visit my website, tossifanam.net. Share with me your thoughts. Send me a message. You can also find me on social media. Please get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram. Get in touch with me. Let me know what you think. Share with me your viewpoints. I look forward to hearing from you. If you want to email me, my email address is the following, tossif@tossifanam.net. Once again, the email address is tossif@tossifanam.net, and my website is tossifanam.net. My friends, I look forward to hearing from you, and thank you once again for continuing to listen to my podcast. I hope to be back again soon with a new episode of Explore and Engage with Anam.